JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Institute of Jamaica hosts its annual Heritage Fest, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Residents of Port Maria and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming once again to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, October 29, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, October 29, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station in St. Mary.
The Institute of Jamaica, IOJ, will host its third annual Heritage Festival on Friday, October 28, as part of Heritage Month activities. The day will feature candy making, storytelling, drumming, multicultural presentations, and tours to the various IOJ departments.
For the very first time, we'll be having our downtown bus tour. The Institute of Jamaica has several divisions and departments. All of them are in different areas of downtown Kingston. So persons will get the opportunity to tour downtown by visiting our different divisions, namely the African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica, Jamaica Memory Bank, our junior centers, the National Gallery. We'll also have stops at Liberty Hall and Simon Bolivar Cultural Center.
Public Relations Officer at the IOJ, Josette Ricketts-Blake. Activities begin at 10 a.m. The bus tour, costing only $100, starts at 10:45 a.m. from the IOJ's offices at 10 to 16 East Street, Kingston. This year's theme is Our Heritage, Your Festival, and visitors will be able to enjoy Jamaican cuisine and an array of local herbs, spices, jewelry, and craft, as well as a live concert featuring Bare Essentials Band.
And also to mention that later on, if persons want to jam, it's Simon Bolivar Latin Night. So it's a full day of culture.
Mrs. Ricketts-Blake adds that there will also be different cultures on display on the day. All Heritage Fest events are open to the public. For more information on the tour, email queries to info@instituteofjamaica.org.gm or call 922-06-2026. Under Vision 2030, Jamaica is taking steps in ensuring businesses in all industries will become more competitive and productive. In achieving this, laws and trade agreements will provide a level playing field for both large and small producers. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offense. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
We usually walk. Sometimes we have boot on with foot. Sometimes we left from school, lunchtime, and come out here to eat big dumpling and sugar water. Sometimes turn caramel without the meat.
Karen.
Bowling Grove.
On our community notice board, the Lauriston and Thompson Penn Community 4-H Club will host a stew festival on Saturday, November 5, on the grounds of the Brooklyn Park in Thompson Penn from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Doctors will be on site, as well as representatives from the Passport, Immigration and Citizens Agency and other government bodies. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.